Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I say, yeah, I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, or exclusively male or female, additional gender or category?
Just male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1985.
Thank you. Just 1 second. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, I am.
Are you Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban?
No, I'm just Mexican. Just Mexican.
Okay, what is your race? Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Middle Eastern, Pacific Islander?
Yeah, Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
It's probably about a 2.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. Please write your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one is Donald Trump from 0 to 10.
0.
Next, we have Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
5.
Next, we have J.D. Vance.
0.
Also, we have Joe Biden.
0.
We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
And we have the Republican Party.
5 is neither, right?
Yes, 5 is neutral.
Yeah, I'm 5 with them.
And the Democratic Party?
It's 0 for them.
We also have Attorney General Josh Stein.
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Another independent third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not the president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
You called me with that one. I don't know. I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. If you have to choose, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
if I had to choose today, I would choose Kennedy Jr.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Undecided, will vote for other political offices but not the Congress, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
No, I'll vote, but I'm undecided, to be honest. I'm very undecided at the moment.
Okay, if you have to choose, though, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, will vote for political offices but not Congress, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B that says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
They won't impact me that much.
Okay, wouldn't you say that that one is somewhat more closer to your opinion or much more closer?
It's a bit closer, a little closer to my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one says, our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the last one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The second one.
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
Positive.
Your own future, positive or negative?
I feel positive about it.
And the future of the country, positive or negative?
Negative for the near future.
Thank you. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I am going to read a list for you. If you hear something that matches your opinion, please tell me. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Next, we have racist politicians have made it too hard for me and my people to vote. Next one says, I don't know enough about the candidates. We also have, it is too difficult to vote for me. Because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. I don't have time to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. Another option, or none of the above.
I don't like any of the candidates, and my vote has very little impact on stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? Please select all that applies. MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, all politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
The MAGA people and the Democrats.
Thank you so much. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose from 0 to 10 any number. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations, against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech? From 0 to 10.
What was the question? How does it affect me?
How concerned you are. 0 means not concerned at all.
Oh, okay.
10 means very concerned.
Yeah, that's a 10 for me.
We also have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
We also have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Also, we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Yeah, 10.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Of course. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Yeah, that's a 10 also.
We also have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
That's a 5 for me.
Thank you. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
I'm sorry, repeat that one for me.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Yeah, that's a big concern. Okay.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Creating what?
Surveillance state to monitor citizens.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
No, that's not a concern. That's illegal.
Okay, thank you. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
I'd say it's a small problem.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Yes, personal experience, or do you know someone?
I know someone.
Thank you so much. Below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by the statement, 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 means you are not at all motivated by the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First one says, we need to turn out the vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, that's 0 for me.
Thank you. We must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history is the only thing that ever has.
0.
Thank you. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up the vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
0.
We need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard.
5.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one of or two, sorry, of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I am going to read the list for you. First one says donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, attending city council meetings, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, volunteering for a local organization in my community, boycotting a company, engaging in a direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, posting on social media, talking to friends and family about politics, or none of the above?
The question is if that will contribute.
Yes, which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make change on the issues that you care about the most?
Yeah, probably voting in the presidential elections and congressional elections, and then, the second one, I don't know, probably contributing to political campaigns.
Thank you. Okay, now we, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means some power, and 0, your vote has no power at all.
Well, maybe some power, but not a 5, so anything between 0 and 5.
Okay, thank you. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political offices, not the president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Only third party.
Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
At this moment, neither.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Yes, are you a current member or you are a former member?
Former member.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Thank you. These questions are just for statistical purposes. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
I was born in Mexico.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
No, they were born in Mexico too.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In the 2020?
Yes.
I voted for Joe Biden and Harris.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or another one?
Full-time.
Thank you so much. Last year, that is 2023, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it, I have a range, I can read them for you, less than 24,999? From 25,000 to 34,999. From 35,000 to 44,999. From 45,000 to 54,999. From 55,000 to 64,999. from 65,000 to 74,999, from 75,000 to 84,999, from 85,000 to 99,999, from 100,000 to 124,999.
Yeah, I'll say that one.
That was the last question. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.